I am. Good morning.
So, movies, are we in? I know we're into movie, and we're also into every other award show.
Yeah, well,
yeah, got that going on, but do we have movies?
We have movies. Yeah. You know, remember, it is football weekend. So yes. We got that going, too. Let's start with that awkward moment starring Zac Efron and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's a bunch of guys. They call each other dude for a while, and then they call each other bro, and then they stop doing that, and they call each other brah.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Which brings me to a conversation I overheard on my neighbor's balcony.
Yeah.
One guy goes, "Hey, brah, I just want to say again, nice ink, brah." And then the other guy goes, "Thanks, brah, you too, brah." They said it like 25 times. "Nice ink, brah." Just summed up the city that is Los Angeles.
There you go.
So the movie is three guys saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out how to deal with girls.
Right.
Zach, who I've said before is a cross between Rob Lowe and a pile of Labrador puppies. He's always likable, but I found it was trying too hard, never found its own voice. It's really annoying. F+.
The teasers, the trailers,
yes.
Those are annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
So
dude, and it's like a lot of bathroom humor.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Crazy, yeah.
I mean, you know how sometimes you feel like, and you know I love me Judd Apatow. I love that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I can go with raunchy. I can hang with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you hear another actor trying to be Jonah Hill,
yeah,
and he's not Jonah Hill,
yeah, that's right.
That bugs me.
Sure, there you go.
You know, do your thing. Do your own thing, but don't do their thing.
Exactly. So, casting, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, he wasn't going to do something like that. But also opening a movie called Labor Day. Remember that time when you fell in love with a murderer who you accidentally invited over?
Oh, that weekend, yeah.
You're late then. It's Kate Winslet doing her best American accent where she sounds like this.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Brolin as an adorable murderer.
Right.
I love this director, actually, but it felt kind of like a Nicholas Sparks book, you know? The music, the golden sunlight, the sad woman making a peach pie with a murderer.
That.
They make a peach pie, for real. Like the movie Ghost. They do. There's a whole thing. It's so crazy. Didn't hate it, although Winslet got annoying with the "I'm American."
American? Yeah, oh, there. Okay.
You know, she does that, and I love her as an actress. It's really strange, because I went, especially if she's just being her with an English accent.
Sure, yeah.
It's fine, but when she tries to sound American, she talks like this.
Oh, she does. Enunciates and all
she
that.
Very much. And the guy's name is, "Who are you really, Frank?"
Right, right.
That's a lot of that.
Oh, there you go.
See,
when I saw the trailer, I thought, is this like Bridges of Madison County? That's kind of what it looked like a little bit.
It's so strange for this director, because this is the guy, Jason Reitman, who did Up in the Air, which a couple years ago was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
He did Thank You for Smoking, which I didn't love as much, but he also did Young Adult, which a lot of people didn't care for. I loved.
Oh, okay.
So he normally has a little bit of an edge to him.
Yeah.
You know, certainly his own voice, and he did not have it here.
Oh, man, all right.
So,
you
know, what are you going to do?
That's
there it.
It
is. But it wasn't awful.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, cool.
Something. All right. Happy football.
Yes.
I will leave it at that.
Let's get that going.
I am live. I forget who you're rooting for.
It's a horse apiece out here. It's a Bronco horse and then a Seattle horse. And I know that out here that we have Badgers on both teams, Wisconsin Badgers, who used to be in our college football team out here, that are on both teams.
Oh, so you have to root for both.
And so, yeah, I think there's people who are Bronco fans for a weekend, you know, and then there's other ones.
I mean, I like Peyton. You know, I'm a big, it's always fun to watch Peyton. I think he's going to just be amazing.
Sure, yeah.
But I came around on that Richard Sherman. I actually think he's pretty awesome, and now I'm kind of rooting for him, too. I love his passion. So
I know. It's going to be something, so we'll see what happens Sunday,
Yes, I will talk to you. We'll recap it all on Monday. I am live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Nobler.